Hello and welcome to Home of Origins podcast. Today is going to be episode 3 and it's about the history of Ethiopian New Year and how it relates to Queen of Sheba. I will also add Emperor Haile Selassie Happy New Year wish speech from 1965. So stay tuned. September is the first month of Ethiopian New Year. Unlike the rest of the world, Ethiopia uses a different calendar. Ethiopia's calendar has 13 months, which consist of 12 months of 30 days each, plus there is one additional 13th month called Agome. So it's like a mini month because it has only 5 or 6 timekeeping days. This means that Ethiopians are currently 7 years and 8 months behind the Gregorian calendar used in most of the world. The meaning of Ethiopian New Year celebration culture is named as Enkut Atash, means gift of jewels in Amharic language. The story goes back nearly 3000 years ago, or 980 BC. When Queen of Sheba returning from her famous visit King Solomon of Jerusalem. As mentioned in the Bible in 1 Kings 10 and 2 Chronicles 9, she had gifted Solomon with 120 talents of gold, which is about 4.5 tons, as well as a huge amount of unique spices and jewels. So when the queen returned to Ethiopia, she was welcomed by her country chiefs with a large quantity of treasure gold, precious stones and jewels, also known as Enku in local language. On her welcoming party, the children said to have a song, Enku let atish, jewels for your finger, which means King Solomon gave you Enku, jewels, and Let Atish, meaning for your fingers. The festival's name is believed to have been driven from the Amharic phrase of Enku Let Atish, which became Enkut Atash. Additionally, it's said that the occasion is based on the Ethiopian calendar, which was settled on the Julian calendar in 25th BC by Roman head Augustus. The date marks the approximate end of the rainy season, and Ethiopians accept that the month of September had a distinctive signs clarifying why it should be celebrated as the beginning of the year. Stay tuned. So, Ethiopian New Year, it's a time of blissful happiness, relief, the safe transition from the rainy season to the breathtaking bright September, which is Muskaram. Thus, the festival instills glimmer of hope in the hearts and minds of Ethiopians, and it symbolizes a new hope, fresh start, and prosperity for the new year. The landscape is colored with bright yellow flowers, which is called meskel flower or ade ababa in Amharic word. Most Ethiopian doors will be covered with these flowers. The most charming practices of the New Year season starts when the group of young Ethiopian girls perform their New Year song called Abeba Yehosh to their neighborhoods. So it sounds like Abeba Yehosh Lem Lem, Abeba Yehosh Lem Lem, Abeba Yehosh. That's how it sounds. They also present the bright yellow flowers to their elders to get their blessings. The time creates some warm social interaction within the community. They then receive some gifts of braids or money from the community. The girls will praise, wishing the adults a good fortune for the coming year before leaving the environment. The boys also make beautiful paintings to proclaim their wishes for the bright new year to come. They then present their arts to neighborhoods early in the mornings. According to the above interpretation, this tradition was initiated from the Queen Sheba's homecoming from Israel after her visit to King Solomon of Israel, as I mentioned earlier. While going in the villages, singing the traditional Engudat Ash song, children, particularly in the countryside, carry gifts of bunches of flowers, so it represents the gift that the children presented her on her return. In the cities, due to the lack of flowers, children go with the pictures of flowers, angels, saints, and Ethiopian heroes. In return, children are given, or at least promised, new clothes or a domestic animal if it is countryside, and given coins and slices of homemade bread, which in Amharic is dabo or hambasha, in the towns. The social interaction of the week is warm, so anyone could be invited for free meals and coffee, with its beautiful organized ceremony decorated with grass and yellow flowers. So stay tuned. Once every September, the number of sunshine hours and nighttime hours happen to be precisely equal across the world, which is additional reason for Ethiopians to celebrate New Year throughout this month. So during this time of the year, the sun and the moon, that are used to count time on the Ethiopian solar calendar, each have 12 hours before setting on. The celebration continues in the first week of September, on the eve of New Year's, as night falls, the neighborhood lights up bonfires, which is called chupo, outside their houses to symbolize the coming of New Year of sunshine after the end of the rainy season for almost 3 months. They also sing and dance, cheerful gathering around the flames. They sing cultural, traditional songs that heralded the replacement of heavy rain and dark night by the bright season. So it sounds, Iyoha bebai meskerem tabai, meskerem sitaba adei sifenedda, enkwan se wedajun yitayik al bada, or inafik al bada. Which means the bright season of September, with the fields decorated with the blooming flowers, encourage people to visit not only relatives but also strangers. The Ethiopian New Year is one of the brilliant cultural practices of the ancient and glorious values of the country. Let me recite Emperor Haile Selassie's New Year's speech of September 11, 1965. It is our wish that Ethiopian people continue to march forward, that peace will be restored in areas that is disturbed by conflict, and that the Almighty will continue to bless all efforts in creating a better life for our people and all the people in the world. So as the year 2013 just started, I would like to conclude this episode by wishing a happy and prosperous New Year of 2013 to all Ethiopians and those who uses Julian calendar. Melkam Adis Amet. And stay connected, info@ethiopianism.com with Z. And thank you, and I'll see you soon in the next episode. Have a great day, everyone.